Hello and welcome to our SearchMobileComputing.com podcast, where we offer expert advice on mobility in the enterprise. I'm Jonathan Ashford. Today's successful enterprises are discovering that granting mobile access to critical business applications can increase productivity and revenue. In this podcast series, you'll learn how to develop an overall strategy for mobilizing applications and how to tailor that to your specific needs. You'll discover the most common roadblocks and how to devise a plan that will avoid problems in your application's rollout. And now we present part two of A Strategic Approach to Enabling Mobile Business Applications, written by Jack Gold. Part two, Defining a Mobile Strategy. Despite a need to move toward mobile applications for the workforce, the majority of companies have not yet formulated a sound mobile strategy. Our research indicates less than 35% have a mobile strategy in place. This lack of strategy often prevents companies from achieving maximum benefits in their deployments and further prevents them from formulating a sound strategy for future integration and deployments. J. Gold Associates believe that nearly all companies should create a mobile strategy. A number of key points must be included in any mobile strategy if it is to be successfully implemented. Define current and future requirements. First, any mobile strategy must include a detailed understanding of the business requirements of the organization. It is not enough to understand the current needs of the field worker. It is imperative that any strategy focus not only on the here and now, but on how any deployed technology can be adapted for use 3, 5, and 7 years in the future. Most companies undergo significant change in business needs on a regular basis, and it is not uncommon for companies to change a significant portion of their business model every 5 to 7 years. Therefore, any strategy should include substantial input from the various lines of business within the company. This will provide a roadmap for where technology is heading. This must be a joint strategy process between lines of business and IT, however, with IT setting the boundaries of what technology may be able to do, as end users often have unreasonable expectations for technology capabilities. Evaluate assets. Next, an enterprise should evaluate its existing assets, viewing each of its major assets in terms of its potential to meet the long-term goals of the organization. Assets such as existing devices, application platforms, network access, support infrastructure, security solutions, application development tools, and databases should all be evaluated for the potential they provide for the needs of the future. If it is found that certain technologies will not meet the needs of the long-term strategy of the organization, a plan must be put into place that will either replace the technology or find a way around the technology so that long-term needs and goals can be met. Update, replace, or substitute planning must be included in the long-term strategy for any technologies that are found to be inadequate. Assess skills. Third, any mobile strategy should take into account the overall capabilities of the organization. Are the necessary skill sets available within the organization to analyze, design, and deploy mobile solutions? This should include the specialized skill sets needed by IT staff in various areas, including networking, development, security, applications, device management, and support. It is not uncommon for organizations to have a good deal of internal resources available for existing fixed applications, but many such resources are inadequate when it comes to the specialized skills needed for mobile and wireless deployment. Any strategic planning process must take into account the need for skill training or retraining of existing staff to obtain the needed skills in-house. Alternatively, some organizations will decide to outsource these requirements rather than expend the effort needed to develop internal skills. Both internal and external resource allocations are viable options. but a mobile strategy must address this need to prevent any critical shortage of the resources required for success. Management and user support, crucial. Next, it is imperative that any mobile strategy get support from executive management. It is likely that the mobile strategy will include significant needs in funding and resources to implement all of the goals of the plan. This will require a long-term commitment and potentially some action or direction from high levels of management. Many organizations fail to do this, and subsequently mobile strategies fail to fully materialize in their 3 to 5 year planning horizon. As with any corporate strategy, the mobile strategy should reflect the needs of the entire organization and should also be rolled into any overall strategic planning process for the enterprise as a whole, so that it does not become an orphan outside of the overall corporate plan. Finally, any mobile strategy should be fully communicated to the staff and line of business managers, so that each party involved in the creation, use, and deployment of the strategy understands what is being implemented and why. This is an essential step because, as with any technology change, it is important to have end users on board and supporting such change. In fact, a subset of the strategic plan should be created specifically for the purpose of educating the user community about what is being done and why. While often neglected, this internal marketing campaign results in a smoother implementation path and provides a great way to obtain feedback for fine-tuning purposes. Communicating the mobile strategy should be a foundation of any implementation process. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jonathan Ashford, and remember, mobility keeps your enterprise moving forward.